soul.
Hi. We're back.
We're back. Trap and Chacha, season 2, episode 4. Clap it up. Yeah, we in the building. Episode 4, it's been bangers, and it don't stop because today we have the beautiful Alina Worldwide. Clap it up, yay!
What's happening?
Our first female.
Our first female of the season. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Our first female on this show.
For real?
Yeah. We haven't had a female on the show.
Ever?
Is that me?
Yo, mira pa' allá. Alina, talk to us. Yeah.
We're killing the game right now.
Talk to us. We're so excited to have you. And it is so special that you'll be co-hosting with us today, the Chapter Chacha. How you been? How was your ride in? Everything good today?
Everything is great.
How was everybody's weekend? Halloween has started. ¿Quién dice?
Yeah.
Have you been dressing up yet? You saving that for Thursday?
It's been a while, but yes, I'm saving it for Thursday.
Okay, I could only imagine what the gram has in store for us on Thursday.
Facts.
Jodeci had a little party.
I had a 60s theme party. Oof. Ooh. Why are you hating for Anthony?
Yeah. Photo op is good, you know.
So we had a 60s theme party, and I was a fembot.
A fembot. She had it held down. I knew right away you was a fembot. I was like, yo, she got it.
I was a fembot. It was so cute.
She had a little
Everybody
pink.
Everybody was dressed up. It was so good. You guys have to go out and be more outgoing, okay,
sorry,
Anthony?
What's a fembot?
You've never seen Austin Powers? He was in DR at the time.
They have the furry bra, and then they shoot.
Oh, with the
other.
Yeah, they go. Yeah, she had it down. It was dope. Okay. Jodeci goes into the costumes, you know? Yeah.
What's your costume?
We know damn well I take this too damn serious.
Like,
to
he
say
transformed.
Before.
Yeah, really, you be going.
Yeah,
I be going ham and cheese. October, baby. Libra. This is my favorite season.
Hey.
So you already know. I can't tell you because then it doesn't have the same effect when you see it on the gram.
Facts.
¿Tú me entiendes? So wait till Thursday.
Wait till Thursday.
I unveil. You know, I think y'all appreciate it. You know, it's hard.
Can you give us a hint at least?
It's an 80s theme. That's the only thing I guess. So if you probably seen the movie, but if you're a little young, you might not appreciate it like the 80s babies do. Okay. But it's definitely something that you're going to recognize and be like, damn. And I always put the picture of the whatever I am supposed to be next to
it. I want to get into the mood of doing that.
You know, bro, my man DJ Zoom looks like a Japanese anime. I don't know why he doesn't be Goku or Vegeta every year. I don't get it. I be telling him.
Bro, I don't be wearing shit, bro.
You're too Dominican.
I was like 12 years old.
In my job, we have a costume party, and I'm going to be 6'9".
Oof. Jeez. I want to see that.
I'm going to have a...
You got to do the tattoos. All
I'm going to do the tattoos, and I'm also going to do a gunshot wound on my head.
Wow.
And it's going to go right here.
Wow.
Because they killed him for being a rat.
Duh.
I mean, hey, yeah, I get it. We saw some dope ones, man. Did anybody see the meme of Tommy and Ghost, the dudes that did that?
That shit was
hilarious. Yeah, he did his thing. We're trying to go viral. But yes, so where we at? I mean, yeah. World Series, Jody's favorite part. But this time, it's a little more special. It's not just sports.
Do you like sports, Alina?
I do.
Aw, shit. It's only me, then.
She hates it when I bring up the current events.
I enjoy watching it, but I'm not on it. Like, yeah. I like to go to a baseball game and see what's
it's
up.
Totally okay. You
know. I could go to a game.
Don't ask me shit about football because I don't even know what the fuck is happening.
Did you see Sarah's boobs in yesterday's game against the Nationals? Game 3 against the Nationals? Anyway, Sarah showed her boobs. I don't know I forget the IG.
Sarah está buena.
Pero está buena la tipa. And she got banned from the stadium for life because she decided to distract the pitcher, which she did is distract. Anybody would be distracted, pero estaba bueno. Well, what are your thoughts on that vagamundería that we're currently witnessing, even in MLB sports?
Free the boob, free the titties, yes. Why not?
I guess it's bad because it's open, whatever, like on TV and shit, but ella estaba bien.
So.
It was her and a friend, right?
Yes, her and a friend. They always do this.
It was Sarah and Sarah too?
Sarah
and Sarita.
I don't know. Sarita. But Alina's management has informed us that they have monetized the situation so much that they're now at like 10,000 worth of subscription in like over a day. So I guess it worked for them to be banned.
What was her caption on Instagram?
So her caption was... whatever the devil says to do something.
Devil made me do it.
Oh, that's her bio.
Her bio.
Oh, that's the bio?
Bio.
The devil made her do it. Okay.
So that goes into our segue, which is the new album drops. And as we've all been waiting for years, which thought would never happen, Kanye West drops a gospel album on Friday.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Entonces, Zoom, do you have the one track?
The guy's trying to be tax free.
So he's trying to be. So he only could accept donations. He can't, because he is trying to be tax free.
He want to do a church or something.
Yeah, he's trying to be tax free.
You and could be tax free if you do that.
Like, they told him. All right, so this is the problem with the situation. Because Kanye flips the script so many millions of times, we don't know if this is genuine, if he's really doing it.
He's a Gemini, remember
doing it for
that.
The church. Yes, I do know that. Okay. And that's why I'm aware and conscious of the fact that he can flip his mind as much as women flip their panties because al final, Geminis are always like 3 or 4 or 15 different people.
Yes.
So that's what we're dealing with. He's currently a born again Christian and really doing it for God. Can we hear the one track that you might be able to actually play in the club off this gospel album, DJ Anthony?
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept the measure, Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide. I'm a ride, that's on God. His light shining brightest in the dark. Single mothers know they get my heart. All my brothers locked up on the yard. You can still be anything you wanna be. Went from 1-4 to 1-3. 13th Amendment gotta end it, that's on me. He the new commander and the chief. That's on Keith, that's on Kyle. Before the ranch I had horses in the garage. When the Forbes cover was just a mirage. They had me changing statues, that's on pride.
Well, see, that was a piece of On God off the Kanye West Jesus King album. Lena, what did you think about this track we just heard?
Honestly, I mean...
Not for you? Not for you?
Not for me. Like,
keep it 100.
I don't hear it at a club.
Yeah. We can't hear the whole album at all at the club.
I mean, he might start getting money because... Un ejemplo, if you're in church now, you know you can't listen to hip hop or none of that, but now he blended that with church stuff, so people are gonna be like, coño, I could get back to
it. But is he talking about God? Is he talking
about
God? Yeah.
And the whole album?
Like, nothing about the streets.
But there's
I haven't really gotten to hear the full on album, but.
He's like trying to incite people to.
There's one that he's talking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
They take care of their daughters.
I heard
that. And then it's like, él está tirando puya to Kanye. So his wife, like.
The production on the album is amazing. Now, because I come from a Christian household, my grandmother always played, that's the only music she ever played, if she played anything. Hasta ahora, I had to hear about how I'm a sinner all day long. It wasn't like, I think there's people that, before they even heard it, they weren't liking it because they were against the message. Not against it, but they weren't, that's Christian music. I could hear any type of music. I hear Beethoven, and I could hear Bad Bunny. Like, it's whatever. So I had an open mind. The lyrics ain't that good. Like, if you listen to gospel music, like Kirk Franklin, whatever, like, he's a way better lyricist or whatever. But the production was amazing, and I genuinely believe that this nigga is for God right now.
You think he's gonna lose a couple fans because of...
I think he already lost them.
Just like a lot of, like, atheists and, like...
Yeah, I think he's gonna lose his fan base because he's dead ass said that if you're going to his concerts now, you're not gonna hear any old music because he's not doing the devil's music.
Oh shit! So
I think he's bugging.
Nah, I don't think so because if he was to lose fans, he was supposed to have been lost dumb since he stopped singing his old style. So, and he still has the Yeezys.
It's funny you should say that, Zoom. It's funny you should say that. He brought this all up. There was a Zayn Lowe interview as well as a Big Boi interview addressing the situation. And if you get away from all the loquera and the rants, a lot of what he says has always made a lot of sense, especially for me. And one thing was like, yo, y'all could say that I'm crazy, entre el otro, I'm a cunet. My company is the most valued sneaker in the world right now. I am the most Googled brand in the world. So if it's about money, which I don't think it's all about, he's on right now. He's never been on.
He's really trying to do something because he really just said, like, he was going to put people from jail or something to do his...
That what?
like people that are in jail to like produce his sneakers para poder darle algo.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, he said he's gonna bring
the
back
mastermind.
Yeah, he's gonna bring back
he said he's gonna
bring back like he doesn't want to have any Chinese represent doing the shoes. Like he wants to have those factories here in America. Yeah. So he's trying to do he wants to do good stuff. And again, I don't know about next year. He might be on some you know, the old Kanye. But currently, I think I genuinely believe that he's about this Jesus stuff.
So is it shit or lit?
Is it shit or lit? I don't want to say a gospel album was shit. It wasn't. It's not something. It's not something I'm gonna have a lot of replay value in my iPod.
I only played it once. It's trash.
It's shit, guys.
It's shit.
It's shit.
If you're a hip hop fan, it's not really an album for you.
Right. Bro, trust me. I had a 3-hour drive and I took it off.
You like, tried, but it, you couldn't. Minutes. You couldn't.
And you know you listen to anything when you're on a long drive. Right. But I was like,
I was pretty shocked though because he was posting. Well, I was seeing a whole bunch of videos of him like, you know, doing that whole piano thing, producing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it sounded like house music. It sounded, so I was kind of excited because I thought that was gonna be in the album.
Nah, it really
was. If he stuck to that route and made it, you know.
But the production on the album for me was good. It's just it's just the chicken filet lemonade. I was kind of
protect
like
protect her daughter.
Yeah, it was kind of like weird.
Bashing his own wife. And it made no sense.
And a lot of it is like very simplistic. Jesus King. That's it. He'll say that 50. There's one song that's only 40 seconds long. I was confused. Like that's the end of the song.
All right, I gotta listen to the album.
Yeah, you gotta really think.
That's
pero,
a speech.
Pero the ya church sabe. Speech. Yeah, moving along. What else? Dago had a horrible show the other day. They booed him off the stage. Dago is a legend, one of my favorite artists of all time, and yet it seems that he might have seen the end of his days with this.
He's lasted a long time with his classics, still getting mad money because that's all he sings right now. He does not have a new song for like probably 10 years.
But he had one of the best.
He used to be the best, like, I know every song, but yeah.
Will we rank his album as one of the best Latin hip hop albums of all time?
Like before, like when he was popping?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hell yeah, he was the best in his times.
Yeah.
In his time.
I mean,
I feel like if you play one of his songs from back in the day, still popping now. What?
Yeah, but that's what we're saying, that he's still getting money in concerts and whatever performances off of those tracks.
Yeah.
So sometimes people just be like, yo, I don't like your old shit. What's your new stuff? And he doesn't have new stuff.
Yeah, so it was like,
but did you see the performance? It was a very bad performance. He really sounds horrible.
The video is kind of.
Está viejito ya.
Está viejito.
Yeah, it sounds. I didn't feel like he wasn't there. Like he was just.
Bro, I told you he be
was
hurt.
Not there.
He be hurt. He's like he was singing and some shit. I was like, he's just like.
Yeah, I think it's Manteca.
He came with a cane. to perform.
I think it's Manteca.
He got shot in the leg, but.
I don't know. I think that the thing is on some heavy drug usage.
Bro. I feel like he just needs to, someone needs to help him clean
his. He's very low key, so nobody knows, but.
Por al final.
Like, I felt very bad knowing
who he got behind him. Like, does he have any?
He's low key. Like, nobody knows nothing about him.
He came here
like,
once with somebody, man.
Yeah,
he's like,
he was here.
I was like, yo, and
over there. I have a picture where I put it up like every year.
Yeah.
For throwback this.
And he was still kind of rocking then, pero nah.
Yeah.
Pero nah, I hope he feels like DMX. He's like the reggaeton DMX. Like, I want them both to get better, pero.
Tan bueno, jodido.
Yeah, pero. Está feo.
He's right next to the logo.
He's right there. Yeah.
But.
Get him back on course.
Well, we wish you the best. They will clean up.
Get him back on course. Kanye interview specifically spoke about how he doesn't want to be recognized for his disability. Well, it's not disability. He calls it a superpower, but he has emotional and
his mental illness.
He has a mental illness, and he's diagnosed as bipolar. And he said, yo, Kobe Bryant had his arms, legs, everything broken, has 6 rings. Nobody's gonna remember that he had everything broken. Like, remember me for the good. With that said, I do believe mental illness is a big thing, and I feel like it has not been addressed enough. I mean, we've gone over this many times, specifically with Kanye.
Mental
illness. It has to be more recognized.
I feel like everybody nowadays has some.
So a lot of it is an excuse. I feel like A lot of it is just like, it's easier to say, oh, that person's crazy, than try to understand what their mindset is, which I try to do. Because my friends and my people, to love is the highest level of understanding. So if you tell somebody you love them, you gotta understand them.
So deep.
You gotta understand them. With that said, I remember these people are doing crazy shit. You know, these ass, está loco.
There's a lot of people that are quick to label other people.
Yeah,
that people don't interact no more. People are just about, I seen and I already know
what
he's going through, but you don't know just because of the Instagram stuff and all that. So it's just like.
And one thing he mentioned, which I really agree with, everybody's talking about free speech and all that, whatever, but they get mad at you if they don't like what you have to say. So it's kind of a contradiction to say, oh, everybody should have free speech and everybody should be open and Me Too movement, que este y el otro. Pero al final, if I say I like Trump, yo soy el malo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care about people's politics. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about people's... I don't care about nobody's politics.
Is that before, for somebody to hear you say that you didn't like Trump, they have to hear you in this room. Now,
yeah,
put a video, and everybody in the world could say, yeah. Oh, fuck, you know, I don't want to talk to him, whatever.
I asked that to ask this. Our guest today, I hadn't seen her on the gram for a while. And I haven't given her likes in a long time. And I was wondering... Pero qué pasó ahí? And then I saw a post that kind of inspired me. Like, oh, okay. She has the courage to explain. And maybe you want, before we go and dissect that, explain to us, Selena, why we didn't see you for like a good 6 months. Because you were...
Hey, yeah, it was that long?
I felt maybe it was me like waiting for a picture.
It was a month.
Damn, I got off the gram for a month.
Yeah, I got off the gram for a month.
And why is that? Because the gram could be stressful.
Social media.
That's where the mental issue comes
in. Social media.
Because you're trying to compete with everybody.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Talk about it to the fans.
Well, definitely social media. You know, watching, you know, other people have what you don't is a bit stressful, you know. Also, I went through a bad breakup. And that kind of like put me down, and like I felt alone, and like, you know, I didn't have anybody, and then, you know, losing friends and trying to get new friends. It's just like, I don't know. But like, the main thing was just social media. Like, it's just draining. Like, I legit would wake up and that's the first thing I would do. I would waste so much time on my phone scrolling, looking at other people's lives, that I wasn't even like focused on my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just.
Okay. Let's unravel. Let's step behind a little bit. First of all, where are you from? How, if you don't mind, if publicist says it's okay, how could she say her age? Because sometimes they'd be lying.
Wow, I'm 18.
I'm about to say, damn, for real? I feel a little weird now. I've been liking pics all the time.
Now you have to sign a waiver.
Yes. But, Alina, where are you from? Where'd
Queens.
You go?
Queens, New York.
Alina.
Astoria, Long Island City.
Which is really the most diverse area in the whole New York City. If you didn't know, like, it's very diverse. You can meet a Greek chick.
Astoria is lit. People be sleeping on Astoria. Astoria's lit.
It's up. It's cool. cuanto, not now, but before it really wasn't like that. Now it's developing all that. But how old are you?
I'm 24.
24, so still a baby. Still a baby. You grew up in this era of social media. I feel like you probably had it your whole life. You and Jodeci have seen it your whole life. I remember like the first thing, but you guys don't. You guys just, it's always been there, huh?
Yeah. Wait, hold up. Wait, who's Jodeci?
I am. I am.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Not the group. Oh, yeah, they're not here. Casey and JoJo are not here.
I'm 25.
I'll be 25 in December.
But, okay, so you guys are the same age.
Sagittarius.
Oh, I'm a Capricorn. We're right there.
Oh, okay.
So I don't feel like I grew up with social media.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. No. So talk like...
I saw Facebook evolve and shit, but I didn't...
But before that, there was Mi Gente?
So you didn't have
before
MySpace?
Before that, there was AOL chat?
I had my AIM and I had my MySpace.
You had AIM?
But it wasn't so serious.
Now it's like... Do you use AIM for what? I used it for... Because you were too young for
No, we were like 12.
I used AIM to, you know...
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you, my AIM name was... My AIM name was DR's Miss Naughty.
Wow. A los 10 años.
Bro, there was some.
A los 10 años.
Bro, everybody had a crazy ass name.
What was your AIM name?
Frank Too Hot For You.
Yeah, we was on that. Mine was just Latina.
I had two. So that people wouldn't bag me.
Mine was Latina.
How did you get that one?
Latina 12-2006.
That's like the local hookup.
Mine was some.
They don't like the hookup.
Mine was something like Frankie's, but I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
I had two to, like, in case I didn't want you to know who I was. Like, there was Frank's Dad Kid 189, but then everybody knew, oh, that's Frank Olito from 189. And then there was Frank Too Hot For You.
That was a stalking one, though.
Yeah, the one I would maneuver. But my point is, like, yo, like, I be seeing it because I'm 35, and you know.
40.
You're 35?
I'm 35. Damn. I have a 10-year-old.
You look
so
good for your age.
Thank you.
You look like you're 20. You
yes.
look like you're 25.
Don't I, gas I eat him. Good.
Don't
drink
gas him,
everything.
Please.
Thank you. But I see social media and its relevance to me is completely different from people that are younger than me. And because we're in this industry, any form of media and entertainment is powered by the youth. So I understand that people, I need the Jodeci's around. She's 25. She has, I'm not doing the same thing you guys doing. I've been there, done that. So with that said, like, there came a point where when Instagram first came out, I took a picture every day and then I realized, yo, that's kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you really knowing my life. And it becomes a whole separate issue. Me explaining a picture to my girlfriend, I'm like, I don't need that heat. So now it's just work and my son. That's all I'm gonna think because I don't really want y'all knowing my lives like that. Like,
so you're off social media?
I'm definitely not off social media, but I utilize it
a different way.
What I feel is progression.
Is that right now, depending the way you use it, is how popping you are. Exactly. Even though it's not supposed to be.
I understand that, but that's my whole
like
point.
You have to be consistent with your.
You have to be like, whoa, new things. Like before, I used to be like, yo, I'm gonna buy some new clothes for tonight to DJ, and now I'm like, yo, I don't care. But I
it comes
post.
A point.
It all depends on what you do.
Pero halta, like, that's it, bro.
I get it, but it's like, just to speak, like, Alina, because she's an up-and-coming artist, you know what I'm saying? She feels the need to kind of compete with your peers.
That's how it's like a fake life. That's how I express myself, and that's how I, you know, talk to my people, my supporters.
And we love it. We love the pictures.
Oh, thank you.
but my point is, it's like, you felt stressed by it, right?
I did.
Anything that, it's the same with my son in Fortnite. Yeah. He gets stressed by it. So I'm like, it can't be that good for you, Poppy.
Yeah, you know, it sometimes make you feel like, you know, you're not good enough. Sometimes.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it's overwhelmed.
Is that you're competing with people that really don't have what they're showing?
Exactly. Instagram is a lie.
But you got to understand that.
Instagram is a lie.
Yeah, because all you see is the good. You don't see the bills.
Exactly. There's
people that say, yo, lend me that car. Let me take a picture. And then you'll be like, wow, how are you
so mad people took your picture of your car? Is what you're saying?
Not my car, no. But I know, bro, I know everybody that does.
Your motherfucker, that was a rental. Okay. We know that's not your car. We know you got a Honda Civic.
Yeah, but they
Civic.
Make it seem like it is, and then people. Some
we know
people
you got a
them.
Honda Civic. Come
we don't
on
believe
now.
Them because we probably know them. Or but there's that 10,000 other
burto
people
sells.
That say.
No, burto. It's definitely a lot of burto. You can meet a guy; he literally has a whole bunch of cars, and then when you meet him, he has a little hoopty.
That's what happened to you, Jodeci.
I've seen it. I experienced it.
The people that really have.
It happens.
Don't show none of that.
They don't show none of that.
None of that. The people that really have that, like, I've seen people that I've met in person and they have, like, a Rolls Royce Lamborghini and it's theirs. And I'm like, yo, give me your Instagram. Like, 220 followers.
And you know what's the crazy thing? The crazy thing is that, let's say, okay, the person actually really does have that, mm-hmm. but they're not really happy.
They're not.
You know what I'm saying? You can have all this money in the world. Mm-hmm. And you could be showing, oh, you got this mansion, you got 5 cars, 8 cars, but are you really happy? Are you really, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that really, like,
yeah,
what
makes
not,
you
feel
really
good?
Yeah, because you're not really socializing with
is
the people
really
that you have.
Is that what really makes you feel good, you know?
On Instagram.
Alina, what brought you back to Instagram? What made you be like, all right, I'm on my shit, I'm back?
What made me come back was just like, all right, I knew I gotta get my shit together. Things were going slow with like the music and all that stuff. So I was like, yo, I feel like if I'm not on the gram, like, I may lose like my supporters. I may be like, okay, like, what's going on? So I decided to cut my hair, have a little bit of change in my life.
Yeah, brand new.
brand new, take all that negativity off. And it's crazy because it's the first time I ever cut my hair. Like, I've never cut my hair before.
In
like,
your life?
All that hair was yours.
All that hair was mine.
It was up to her butt.
It was up to my bottom. Yeah, I chopped it off. And it's, when I did that, like, I felt crazy. Like these emotions were going through my head, like
self-conscious.
Yeah, but I felt beautiful when I did that. Like, I cut my hair, I looked at myself in the mirror, I cried, and I was like, damn, like, this is what I needed. Like, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulder. Yeah, change. And so that kind of motivated me to go, you know, back on the gram and just be like, yo, you know, this is what's happening, and you know, I'm only human. You know, I go through depression, I go through anxiety, I have...
Is that how you felt at the time, depressed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because of the boyfriend breakup?
Not only because of the boyfriend breakup, but, you know, just things weren't moving financially. You know, I had a lot of friends, and my crew just kept getting smaller and smaller.
So they got better. Know that, Alina. They
That's
got
what
better.
Happens
they
as you grow.
Yeah,
they got better.
As you grow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I've been realizing now.
Yeah, yep.
The less people you have
in your life,
or three.
The happier you are.
You
come first.
Right.
You have to push yourself first because that support is not always gonna be there.
Definitely.
So
people
talk.
Change like
and,
this.
Yeah, and like the music thing, like, you know.
Tell us about it. Like, what would you consider yourself? You know, for the people that don't know that are watching the show, your style of music.
This question. So my style of music, I was saying that I was doing Spanish trap music, but I've kind of found myself like really moving towards different genres. Like, I don't want to just stick to one genre, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with the reggaeton, I fucks with the EDMs and the, like, the... Yeah, like what I cheats right now. And the dance halls, the Afro beats, like, you know, I want to just put myself in different genres just to see where I feel most comfortable at.
Let's hear a track now.
Yes.
Is this like a world premiere? Is it? Is it a world premiere? Tell us about the new track that's supposed to drop, but we here at Lo Máximo Productions, Trap and Chacha, get the exclusive first.
We have three tracks tonight. So
tell us which one is the new one.
So the new one, I can say the release date, right? So I'm dropping that one November 15th. So stay tuned, okay?
And it's a new sound from Alina?
It is a new sound. It's kind of like that twerking vibe, that Atlanta, that City Girls, that Hot Girl Summer inspired me to do. So yeah, it's called Dame. And what inspired Dame was
sexual?
I mean,
no puede ser.
I'd rather you hear it for yourself.
Let's hear it, guys. I'll make sure.
But yeah. Like, and then I'll let you guys know.
Lo Máximo Productions on the building. DJ Zoom.
La lucha en la amor. Que ya la tengo oro. Esta noche me la guafo. En la disco fue que le aterrizamos. En nosotras mismas el dinero lo vaciamos. Y cuando baila los secretos delatamos. Su cuerpo no me miente cada vez que nos pegamos. Si te maltrato y te gusta, déjate llevar. Es que la locura a locura, mami, no se ve. Lo prohibido ya le gusta, por eso lo da. Y le muevo el cara pa' que ella le dé. Dame que dame, dame que dame. Eso más suquita, dale que se sobresale. Dame que dame, dame que dame. Eso más suquita, dale que somos anormales. Oye, dale, que dale. Que siendo más suquita sobresale. Oye, dale, que dale. A mí tú y yo somos anormales. Dale, mami, pégame que eso a mí me excita. Y a mí me excita, dale, me excita. Ya no era de eso, pero le gustó que la besé. Y a mí me excita, dale, me excita. Que me gusta que me peguen contra la pared. Dame, que dame, dame, que dame. Eso más se quita, dale, que se sobresale. Dame, que dame, dame, que dame. Eso más se quita,
dale que somos normales. Oye, dale, dale, que siendo masoquita sobresale. Oye, dale, dale, a mí tú y yo somos normales. Dale, que siendo masoquita sobresale. Dale, que dale. Mami, tú y yo somos normales. Dale, mami, ain't no stopping. Sipping, honey, Alex, Volte, Alde. Quiero darte, they keep asking. We just lavish. Dale, mami, ain't no stopping. Sipping, loving, honey, Alex, Volte, Alde. Quiero darte, they keep asking. We just lavish. Dame, quédame, dame, quédame. Uso más cepita, dale que se sobresale. Dame, quédame, dame, quédame. Dale que somos normales. Oye, dale, dale. Siendo masoquita sobresale. Oye, dale, dale.
Well, that was Dame by Alina, Perrería Total. Who produced that track?
Rewire.
Okay, shout out.
Say by Rewire.
Entonces, Jodeci.
I like that. I like women be like, Dame, Dame, give me everything, or just like.
Give you what? Like dinero?
Or just what? Everything. Dame eso, Dame eso, or just, yo, give me.
Mierda.
Dame duro.
What was your inspiration, Alina, now that we heard the song?
Well, definitely Hot Girl Summer was real this summer. So, I wanted to do a track. Because every time I go to the clubs with my girls, you know, we like to hype each other up. And the way we hype each other up is by slapping each other's asses.
Oh, that's how I hype Zoom up sometimes.
I want to see that.
I wanted to create a song where, you know, you could twerk too. Well, my beautiful ladies could twerk too, and something that will hype us up. So,
twerk.
Girl power, I like that.
Girl
shit.
Power. So yeah, I mean, like, you go into the clubs, you start dancing, and your best friend is next to you. What's she gonna do? She gonna slap your ass. She gonna be like, yes, keep going.
You know what it is?
You imagine two guys doing that?
Guys don't do that. Guys who stand up like this.
But I'm just saying, you imagine, but like, yo, bro, dance, bro.
But the beauty about it is that guys love watching it.
Of course.
You know, a guy's not gonna interrupt a girl slapping another girl's ass.
Not even kissing or doing anything else.
It's not gonna happen.
They like that.
You know, so I wanted to create a song like that, and you know, and being like a masochist and just, you know.
Oof, masochist.
Cacho masoquista.
You know.
That's what you into, getting smacked around? Keep it on there, Lina.
Sometimes a little bit. It depends on the situation.
Jesús Santo.
Depends on the situation. But
So, y el beso negro, ¿te gusta?
¿El qué?
Ajá. Yo, she threw it.
She came with the Frank.
Yo, Jodeci's learning, B. She's learning.
Ella no sabe.
I'm going to have Frankie explain it to you because he's the best.
Well,
it's not a long explanation.
It's not a very long explanation, but como te digo, it has changed a lot of lives. I've helped a lot of relationships. People have asked me, you know, how do you? I have this problem with my girls and third. I tell you know, give her the beso negro, and basically it's eating ass. It's tossing salad. It's tossing salad.
Damn.
We do it. We get it done to us. Some niggas is looking at me crazy, but. we're at a different level. I told you that, yes, we're at a different level.
I think
level,
it's
so
normal, and I think it's a part of life.
It's todo vale en la cama. Awesome.
Todo vale en la cama.
Everything Beast. Is a part of life, depending what's your point of view.
Tú me entiendes.
Life is life.
Tossing salad, my nigga.
We only human.
I mean,
I'm not gonna tell you no.
Si es bien para hacérselo a una mujer, puede ser bien para el otro lado también, pero.
Mira, al final, we're gonna describe what happens. Cause they always, bro, you're in cuatro, not in cuatro, and all that. You could be chilling ahí, dying Mama Daris. and you know, you just keep going and going. Y van para ese lado, y que te voy a decir? Oh, dale. I don't really so much like. I don't really so much like it as I like seeing a pretty girl doing nasty shit. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I'm into. So that's it. But we ask every guest that comes out here. Some we don't. I kind of. We had a thing at out here the last. Those are my niggas too. Yeah. I was like, damn. I don't want these niggas to look at me crazy.
I don't want to interrupt this. Yeah. This vibe right now.
We were dead ass like freestyling all that. So I don't want to interrupt that. But I'm glad Jodeci brought it up. So like todo vale. I think we should. That's because. Us Puerto Rican Dominicans are very caliente and that's
spicy.
Just what that is.
We're spicy.
And now we have three, you know, we all half breeds. And I'm pretty sure my dad was a bellaco. And I'm pretty sure my mom was a bellaca. So, ¿qué iba a pasar?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, okay, so you into that. You into that. Giver, receiver, receiver, giver. Both left. Left.
Both.
Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Zoom, clap it up, clap it up.
Team Frankie.
Clap it up, clap it up. Al final.
No, oh. Pero que ella está bien because she's a girl.
I hope my dad's not watching this.
We're talking about the guys.
She says she gives two, though.
But it doesn't matter. All right, she's good.
Yo estoy mal.
No, tú estás bien también.
Give him a receiver.
Bro, try to tell you about this life.
He introduces it to everyone.
I try to put people on.
That's his team. That's why I say, yo.
I have saved relationships. Because I was like, yo, this is what you're going to do. You're going to eat the ass, 6, 9, y después tú vas a decir, ay, dale.
I
could do that, but to the girl, nah. Hey, wait.
I try to tell people, just let it happen and then talk to me later, bro. We know, again, this goes into the whole thing that like porn is ruining America. It's definitely ruined my sex life.
It's not because somebody does it. It's just because... It might feel funny if you never...
My nigga, you got to expand your mind,
brother. No, but that comes again, later in life, probably.
Again.
And it also depends on the person.
También.
Cuando estamos en alto nivel, hay que tratar cosas nuevas. Yeah. Jodeci, you ever eaten booty? I think we've asked this before, but I don't think Alina observed.
No, I haven't. And my life hasn't changed. I'm good.
You're good?
I am good. I am fine. Yeah. If it happens, it happens, but I have my mother watching this show, so no, I don't.
My mom knows I like girls.
I'm gonna say some crazy shit right now.
Pero.
Since we already talking about
this. Yes, please.
There's some kid that he always hits me up, yo, on
some
DM.
Some kid.
No, he works in the club. No, he works in the club as a hooker.
Are you sure it's not your son?
Yeah.
No. He hits me up.
Asking for a friend.
He works at the club. I'm not going to say what he works in, but he's always hitting me up. But, you know, I say what up to everybody. I don't care. But he's always trying to get into, like, some gay conversations or something. I'm like, yo, bro.
What do you mean? What are the conversations?
Let's be
una sola cosa que me dijo.
Other people can find out who he is.
I don't want to say a lot. But the guy is like, yeah, bro, you looking nice. So I like how you look. I'm like, yeah, gracias, manito, whatever. And then this guy's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, bro.
Pero yo no soy gay. I'm like, nigga, what?
But that's a big topic right now. A lot of people are saying that you're not gay if you a nigga.
You saying
tried
to?
You
saying no? Hold on. You
saying specific person? That
yeah,
said
yeah.
No,
the,
hold
the
up.
Last person.
He's saying try different things. That's different.
No.
But I feel like you gay.
No, there's a specific person. Well, the dude from New York Undercover, I forget his name. He was the first one to be like. Messing with trannies, all that is not gay. And then there was another dude this week, I forget who it is, that said that getting head from a man is not gay. And then this dude in jail, that they gay for the stay, my nigga. They just said, vuelven a esa vaina for the thing. Pero... Mr. C's into trannies. Yeah,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, different could be something, but...
How do we get from there from the ass eating, though, is what I'm confused about.
Because we're talking about some open...
Oh, okay, open forum.
No importa lo que pase. And then this guy told me...
Are you experimenting? I think it's what Zoom is.
Yo se lo mame, pero yo no soy gay. ¿Cómo así?
Yo se lo mame. I mean, I definitely think you're a homosexual if you like penises.
Pero yo no se lo mame. They're like, what?
Are you an experimenter, Alina?
Yeah.
Have you dabbled?
Not dabbled.
No?
No.
Okay, I definitely, yeah. That to me is homosexual. Like, people tell me like, oh, I
have
they,
you
my dad, they don't know. No, they licked my ass. You know what I'm saying? But never no penetration, just
wait,
the lengua.
Wait, what?
She was lost.
Wait, you lost me too. What are you talking about?
Because
you got your ass licked?
That's what the beso negro is. Right? Where have you been at the last 10 minutes?
Oh, shit. Oh, no, but I thought you were saying a guy did it.
No.
That's what you got me.
She's like, that's good.
Of course. Let's get that clear so we don't have to edit this the wrong way. What I'm trying to say is that people will be like, oh, the next step is you getting fingers or whatever. And I'm like, no. I know what I like and what I don't like.
That is the next step.
But it doesn't mean we're going to go that
So, si no te pone el dedito, you're not going to like it?
Nah, that's penetration.
Penetration automatically gay.
Which one, the thumb?
Yeah.
It's not gay, but it makes a guy feel like a bitch.
Nah, I don't want no fingers in my ass. The doctor has put a finger in my ass and I almost cried. I left there almost crying, my nigga. I don't want no fingers in my ass. Dude.
I feel like that for a fact. And even if it's not that, I feel like that gives the girl to have a reason on you if y'all break up to be like, yeah, you're a bitch. Yeah. Put my finger like
Amber Rose.
That's a good point. That is a good point, Zoom.
Yes, she gonna expose yes.
Nah, I don't want penetration.
There's no proof. There's no proof.
I don't say that I want girls to stay down there for 10 minutes either. Like they just go. Good job.
You should put a close-up.
Oh, okay.
You gotta put a close-up on that shit.
You might really queen
that.
Just go ahead and just put the thing
in. Come on, see. No, I queen. No.
Okay, but if she does, which one would you rather? The pinky or the thumb?
Hold on.
Which one would you rather? The pinky or the thumb?
Man, I don't know if you ever... Have y'all never gotten your ass licked, bro? Like, why do you need to have your hands anywhere near me, bro? Like, it's the face.
Es que no, es que hay situaciones que van como eso. Like, the girl could be on your nuts, and then she could go down. Hey,
pero. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They tried one time. I almost smacked the shit out of that bitch. You did, like, as y'all talking about it, I'm like, yo, there was that one time. I was like, Nah. We don't. But whatever you into, we're okay with that. We respect everything.
No, but there's definitely guys that don't even like for you to touch their butt cheeks. They're like, yo, don't touch me there.
Right.
Is that like the red flag to tell you like, yo, he likes that shit?
No, it's when you're around the scrotum. I have more down. It's like. Hey.
Hold up. How many times do we go through the same thing?
A
scrotum and then the niel. Ni el culo, ni lo grano. Y después el culo.
Isn't it called a grundle?
Yeah, in English, the gooch.
The gooch.
¿A ti no te gusta el niel? ¿A ti no te gusta el niel? Cuando te maman el niel.
No, es que no dejo que lleguen.
¿They never like the niel? Oh my God, Zoom B, expand your mind, my brother.
It feels good, but I don't want that goodness. Like no.
Cause your toes curl, you didn't like that, huh?
It was good, like, but I just don't want to go.
Yo, this is about what Alina likes, Anthony.
Okay. What do you like?
What do you like?
Oh my God.
And into that's
God
what you're here
damn.
For. You know?
Wow.
Where does this music, where does the dame come from? Where does the dame come from?
Where does the dame come from? Yeah.
Sheesh. You put on the hot
seat. I said people leave out of here red. She said you could ask whatever you want.
It's getting a little hot in here.
She said you could ask whatever you want. I said people leave out of here red, girl, so let me know what you're trying to do. And she said,
I gotta be detailed?
Nah, you don't have to be detailed. Oh. Just... Do you see? Are you?
Wait. Can I ask?
Let me ask.
Yeah, please. I feel like I'm more comfortable talking to Jodeci over here. What's
Bye.
Up, girl?
Hey, it's mama. On 2 on 2.
Hey, so, mama. She got the twins out and everything. Hello.
Gotcha.
So, do you like to be the dominant one, or do you like the man to be dominant?
I like to be the dominant one.
Like to be the dominant.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And your favorite, like.
Position?
Yes.
It was missionary at first. I like to be the cowgirl. I like to, you know.
Take command.
Take command. Oh yeah.
No, but you can try.
I like to take command.
Reverse cowgirl?
I like to take a man, but lately, I don't know, I've been liking doggy style.
No, okay. Yes, DJ Zoom was on, thanks.
Está bueno eso.
Age range, like what type of man are you looking for?
Definitely somebody older. I'm tired of
like 35?
Boys.
But sometimes the old...
Actually, yes.
Sometimes the men that are older are the ones that are more fucked up in the head.
That's it doesn't it. Matter. Here
we go.
Like, I feel like they're like, you want an older man.
It's that
like,
nobody is just for you. You got to find that person through life, just going through what you went through.
You can fuck it. I'm going to stay with you.
I went through a badass breakup like last year, and I was fucked up. So I was like 180 pounds. Now I'm like 213. But
we all go through that.
All right, so you got to go through that until you find, but you got to learn that, yo, I can't go so into this person that I'm going to fuck myself up. You know, you just let things go.
Like. Yo, Anthony's on it today. Zoom, excuse me.
I just.
we on a record.
Yo, this.
I just,
we have a shit.
Facts. I need another one.
You need another one?
Because you might give your all, but you don't know if the other person is willing to give their all.
So why is it that you want an older person, an older man?
I don't know. I feel like I just need that in my life. I need something. I feel like I've been dealing with babies.
You tired of the chamaquitos?
Don't cut that shit. Don't put that up.
It's
okay.
Cause
my ex is gonna be like, I'm still in love with my ex.
Do we know him? Is he a friend of the show? Possibly.
No, but he does pop up in my video.
Is he a friend of the show?
No, he's not. He's not.
Damn, I'm tight.
I don't want to say we had a bad breakup, but you know, it was just a misunderstanding. And we didn't leave off. No, you know, we're not enemies. You know, he's doing.
But a breakup is a breakup.
But a breakup is a breakup. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, you know, I'm still in love with my ex. So
that's
cool. You know.
That's what.
But and you're back and you're better.
I'm back and I'm better. But going back to you know the older man situation, you know, I like a guy who's confident, not cocky.
You heard, confident. Frankie? Not cocky.
Not cocky, confident.
That's crazy. Like never any. She's on another team. I don't know what team she plays for, bro. I don't know.
No, but yeah, you know. I feel like they're a little bit more experienced.
So you're ready to toss salad.
What?
So you're ready to give and receive beso negro, not just receive beso negro.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. She said she went both.
Yeah, it's like that Jack Nicholson thinking. Yeah.
But yes.
It just depends on the person, I guess. I don't.
Yeah, that's why I keep saying it depends on the person. But I definitely think there's a difference between being cocky and being confident in a man. You know.
Here we go.
Well, you cocky?
Jody just always hating.
She says
I'm cocky. Cocky? No.
Is that
you're
sometimes?
Confident. You're confident.
Sometimes people could come out as cocky without being cocky. Like you're probably shy, and then people be like, "Yo, él no habla con nadie," but the person is just shy, you know.
Beat it. Thank you, Zoom.
It's true. That happens to me when I'm not a little lit, you know. When I'm lit, it's over. But people think I'm cocky because I go to the club. I don't say what up.
How should a man approach you?
Through the DMs?
Through the DM?
Explain. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let us talk about
he's
that.
He's always
thank you, Zoom.
He's always asking about the DM. Oh how to God. Talk to
yes.
a girl.
Thank you.
How should a man talk to y'all on
I'm
the
not
DM?
Not about the DM life.
If you accept, you know, you probably know Zoom. The guy or something.
Oh my God, I dub so many niggas.
I know. I've been telling Zoom, I'm not about that life. But he's like, yo, ponte pa eso, mi rey, esto lo que hay.
No, because it's not like just about hitting a person. You got to feel a connection
it's just
before.
It's so weird to me.
No,
too
because.
Old.
It's hard to
well, one, I got to be attracted to you.
But that's the thing. There's people that just go into your DM, what's up? And you're not gonna ask you.
Oh
you're
no!
Like,
no.
What the fuck?
I leave him on red.
As in, you already like 55 pictures plus this plus
right.
So then you start talking, but it's not like just I've never seen you. Hey, what's up? I fucking love you. You're so hot. Like they're gonna be like, yeah, they're weird.
You know something? I'm guilty in putting the first move.
That's so sexy.
But that doesn't matter.
You know.
Like,
I sometimes pull the first move.
And you say, yo, what's good,
Shorty? That's what I did with my ex. I pulled the first move with my ex.
What you say? What you did?
Nothing. I just say, hey, I like the pictures first. I like the pictures.
Oh, this was this? This is what we're talking about?
I like the pictures, and then I slide into the DM. But I like the pictures if they like my pictures back. I slide into the DM if they like my pictures back after I like
the pictures. You like the picture, then they like it back. Then it's like,
hey. But we went through with Shorty, I was telling you about. Yo,
Frankie, take notes.
No, it's because you didn't keep up.
I did all this,
you didn't keep up, bro.
It was, I can't, because I don't like this DM, so I feel like a cornball. So entonces, Shorty was liking pictures. I said, oh, she's with it. I zoom. What does this mean? He goes, I think it means you should hit her up, because está para eso. So boom, so I DM her, and then she'll respond back a week later. Oh, what's up, Petuloto?
She probably has a man.
All right, and then she comments on a picture. Oh, I like that car. We should take a ride in it one
time.
She
said that?
Yeah, so then I hit her up again. She leaves me on scene, Ina.
The next step is not keep on talking on the DM is on my number.
So what I said. So yo, where you at? So I come scoop you up in the car that you Me left me on scene, my nigga.
I'm
not the one to keep being
If I'm on scene once, yo no hablo para atrás.
And then I feel like I'm
she's
going back
just
to school.
Not that into you.
That's a
I guess so, but then why tell me to get the car? Get el otro.
I think she wants you to chase her. She wants you to be thirsty.
No.
They're girls that like that shit. They're girls,
girls that have a man. And they just do that para sentirse como más.
También.
I haven't left the scene, but fuck that guy. I'm with him, so.
Nah, but we like that shit. We like when a guy is all about us and you know.
Yeah, but you're probably.
And wants to see us every day. But
you're probably faithful in your relationship.
Oh, I was faithful in my relationship.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The girl is probably into her relationship, but she just wants to play around.
Oh.
Joder, con los sentimientos de Frankelito. Cause she está buena la tipa. I'm lying, no está buena, está buena. I'm like, yo, why you playing? Cause I'm come from
why you shut up, yo, why you playing games?
Or that's probably not her.
It's like you sound like you
and she's a catfish.
Hair. You feel me? I come from an era where it's like, yo, I think you look good. Like, can I take you out sometime? Think what's good?
Oh my god, I've gotten that so many times.
It's not hey, how's your day going? A week later, hey, what's up? Leave a comment on my picture. That's too much politics for me. Tú te ves buena.
Bro, but you gotta understand too. Those are the pictures that are there, but she probably gets there, and it's not her, and that could be another issue. So that's why she
This is too much. This is
You've
too
been
much.
Catfished.
You gotta.
Nah, esa ella no me diga eso. Esa tipa está buena.
See,
I'm still waiting for maybe before New Year's.
No, hay mujeres que hay gente que pone foto de gente. Hay gente que piden dinero.
Have you ever been catfished?
Oh, I have an amazing catfish story. Amazing. So back in the day, there was this thing called local hookups, right? Back in the day, right? This is how real life is.
Oh my God.
Listen to my amazing catfish story. So there was a local hookups. This was before Facebook, everything.
Is it before MySpace?
This is before MySpace.
Oh
this
my
isn't
God.
Me hint. I was in college and anyways, local hookups. And there was a girl that I was going back and forth with. She would always do a burrito to me. Oh, I'm down the block. Esto y el otro. I was like, yo, let's link up. Let's meet up. Long story short, I think I was catfish. I said, yo, this ain't this girl. She's doing me burrito. Oh, I'm across the street. Never. So when I saw the girl in the pictures in the street, I thought it was her. I was like, dime, ¿qué hay? The girl's looking at me crazy. Who the hell are you? I'm like, oh, you're gonna do me that burrito after we've been talking for like months and... That's when I realized I was catfish and she was using this girl's pictures. Yeah. And I was, but wait, it gets, the stories doesn't end there. So then I said, pero venga acá, I want the pictures. So I bagged Shorty. I was like, yo, I'm not sure if you've ever hit me up, but I'm frank, she genuinely was like, no offense, but I never hit you up. I don't know who you are. I said, bueno, mira, yo estaba enamorado de tu foto. I want to meet the girl in the picture. Long story short, I smashed the catfish. That wasn't the catfish. But what?
Wait.
Life is good.
You smashed the catfish that wasn't the catfish?
I smashed the girl that was, she was using her picture.
You smashed the real one.
Oh, so you ended up
smashing
the real one.
And I really liked it.
Yeah, so you meet Kylie Jenner and put in pictures.
And I meet Kylie Jenner.
That's what I was telling him. There's a lot of
damn,
girls. I said, yo, I'm in love with the girl in the picture. So if that wasn't you, can we get to know each other now? Long story short,
where'd
years.
You meet her?
In the street. Because I used to work in a lot of clubs stuff like that. And she was coming out of a club. And then she was like, who the hell is that?
No, that's
long
crazy.
Story short, I worked with her one point.
Were you calling her by...
I called her catfish for a very long time.
Oh, no. Were you calling her by her fake name?
Yes, by the fake name.
She was like, Sabrina.
And then she heard, yo, you're not the first person to talk about this chick because I'm not her. Okay. That's when I was like, damn, I got catfish, man. Pero mira, tu está buena.
You shot.
Whatever. Shot my shot. Scored. Y hasta ahora, you know, every now and then, the kid gets the catfish. Like, she might hit me up during the summers. That seems to be our season.
He gets the cat, not the catfish.
Yeah, I get exact. Boom! And well, zoom, bars.
I definitely...
bars. And she's my homie to this day. Like, we mad cool even when we don't do us.
But one thing I want to ask is, like, there's people that sometimes they ask, how you met your girl or something? And when you say, oh, on Instagram, they be like, they find it like...
Yeah.
But that's like... The only kind of way now, unless you work in a job. And
they do feel like that love is not real for some reason. Like it's just like, oh, so you was just trying to get some.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
And then you guys ended up together.
I just end up the same thing as picking someone out of a bar.
Right?
Now, like, it's even
probably worse. Different era.
It's probably even worse because on Instagram, at least you can see, like, all right, this guy does this.
Yeah, but it's all bull. I don't know.
It doesn't matter if it's
bull. I'm one of those people, like.
If you meet somebody in the bar and you're like, hey, what's up, man? What you do? Oh, nah, yeah, I like you. Let's go.
Have you met anyone on social media that
she just said her last boyfriend was with the DM, no?
It was the DM, right?
What?
The last boyfriend that shot the shot was the DM?
Yeah, it was. That's
yeah, but
you knew him?
We knew each other since high school, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's
not the same. Yeah, that's a good... No.
Yeah, that's how that works.
That's a way to communicate. I have met guys.
It's the new era. That's it. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You don't think he's like, might be a psycho killer or something like that?
Nah, you could tell, like...
I've been catfished before.
You've been catfished?
Yeah.
But you weren't on the show? Did you smash the real person like I did?
No, I knew it was a catfish. At first I didn't, and that was actually through Twitter.
They put a picture of Frank Alito and you're like, oh yeah, that guy.
It was actually through Twitter.
Like
Twitter?
You see him like
people be backing on Twitter?
You see him like this, and then you see him like with a lot of pimples, and that's a catfish, or like he's white and now he's black.
No, but this time, it wasn't a guy.
Ooh.
Tell us about that, Alina.
It wasn't a guy, it was a girl.
And were you trying new things or you had already messed with that life before?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
I'm still exploring.
Thank you, Zoom. They're out there.
I like these sound effects. I like them.
I'll be doing this in a club. Like, if a girl is dancing bad, I'll be like.
I just thought she was beautiful, so I hit her up. I was like, oh my God, like, you know, whatever. Long story short, she said she was from Miami. She was sending me pictures of things, and I was just like, oh, okay, like, but she was just very hard to get.
What are you opening a book for, man?
Because some of them look like an open book, my nigga.
She was very hot. Like at first it was like fine, but then after a few like days, like she was just very hard to get in contact with. And like, you know, I'm a FaceTimer. I like to FaceTime. I'm not that, give you a call or text.
Damn, I hate FaceTime.
I need to see your face when I talk to you. Yeah. So she kept dubbing that. She just kept dubbing it and dubbing it and dubbing it. She's like, oh, I'm in New York. And I'm like, oh, cool. So like, let's meet up or whatever. Nothing. I was like, all right, bitch, you a fucking catfish. Stop playing around. I know it.
You never met?
No, never met.
So she probably didn't catfish you.
She was a catfish because after that, her page was down. Her page was down.
After you saw boxes. Lots of boxes.
So I like the fact that you like to FaceTime.
I'm a FaceTimer. I can't.
So there's women. There are women out there that like before they. wait. Let me.
Subo la cámara para decirle. I'll be like, yo, what's up? We're here.
It's just
you give them the titty bulb.
We got these phones for what? Like,
yeah,
you know,
but
like FaceTime. Hey, what's up?
I don't even like talking on the phone.
You telling me if you woke up to a beautiful face like Alina's every morning? You'd be upset at that FaceTime?
Yeah, no, but it doesn't matter. I like girls FaceTime me and I see you, but you don't gotta see me, bro. I don't care. Like, you see my ceiling or something.
No.
My balls might answer the
question. Why am I on pause? Why did you pause me? That's what you get, right?
That what?
Why did you pause me?
I hate when they pause you. I'm like, yo, why are you pausing me for? Like,
I also know some women that like to see body parts of the male.
To make sure it's them?
To make sure they're worth it to actually continue.
I go to Snapchat for that.
Wow.
I got Snapchat for that. I don't use Snapchat.
Nah.
I don't know. You want to see something?
Fuck that. Fuck that seeing shit. You got King. Photoshop nowadays. I need to feel that shit to see it. If it is what it is. No, es que verdad.
No, it's true.
No, definitely.
Mete mano porque.
Tú no quiero hablar más.
Definitely.
But on FaceTime is there.
FaceTime is there. But if it's a picture, you send me a picture of your bulge and.
Nah, but she's talking about video.
Put that shit on Facetune real quick and just like make that shit a little bigger.
Oh, you could do.
Jodeci, hold up. Shorty says, yo, let me see before we keep it moving. Así que está una mujer hoy en día.
No, porque.
I know.
Esta vagabundería.
Well, I was talking to some guy.
Wait, listen.
I was talking to some guy.
What?
And I showed him to my cousin, and my cousin was just like, he looked like he got it. He has a small. Area.
I hate when girls say that, like, what the fuck?
Ask for a picture.
How you look like a guy that has a smile.
So she was just like, you're not going to continue unless you see it.
It's an instinct that women have.
And then a lot of the times they're wrong.
Well, most of the time she's been right.
And she was right this time?
She's been right.
So he said, let me see the joint. And he
no,
just,
he
nah,
said,
that's
he
crazy
said,
because
he
girls,
said,
girls.
And then he
like,
turns out to be a freak, bro. No,
girls
but
be like,
oh.
Él es lindo, él no lo tiene grande. Él es lindo o él no sabe hacer lo que sabe hacer. Like,
also,
so you gotta be ugly as fuck?
Also, don't believe the foot, the whole size of the foot.
No,
the
that is
don't believe that
no.
shit. Because let me tell you something.
You can be a size 14 and a size 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it's
thank
not even
you.
About that. It's about,
know,
the, it's about the girls be like, oh, él es lindo. Él es,
oh, alto. That high shit chiquito, is not like, that high shit is not it either.
What?
Oh, he's tall.
Oh, he gotta be tall to be with me, cause then he gotta. That's not true.
Always, that's how y'all be talking.
It's always
yo. We
course.
Are the new men. We are the new
bro,
men.
The same way we talk, they talk even worse.
It's always, it's always the cocky niggas with the small dicks.
No, lo que hablan.
I'm doing the bullshit. Yo voy a dejar que esas mujeres hablen por fin, porque...
Pero es que la verdad...
We gotta bring this back, I like this.
Es que la verdad...
She has never spoken this morning. I'm trying to tell you, I told you.
And there's another girl in the room.
It's the first girl, I guess.
No, because
we got here, and I said... Everybody was like, 5% alcohol. I'm like, yo, no después de todo eso ya tú estás tío.
La sabrosa está.
Yo estoy sudando aquí.
That's
out of
here. All yours? All three?
All three of them are yours?
And Papi, oh, no. And Papi talking about, there's alcohol in this? What is the ABVs?
You're gonna need this.
Yo, let's
for
shout
everybody.
Out Porfirio Pena, who's in the building, the legend.
Woo! Yeah!
Many don't know.
I have a question for you to ask. Does size matter?
Does, oh, there you go, Poppy.
There's girls that say, no, it's the ocean in the boat.
What bitch told you that?
No, they what be posting, not me. I'm
sure. No,
I'm
just watching. Niño, ¿qué sé yo?
I think with, well, my preference,
I'll let you go first.
My
yeah.
preference is, it's just like some guys could have it and don't know what to do with it.
Facts.
Everything is just relative, because what if you don't, like a big one, and you do. It's just relative to what every person's. ¿Tú me entiendes? Yes. To be honest.
Round two, fight.
I mean, the size matter. Before I had an answer for that, but now it's like maybe not. Like you know, you gotta know how to use it. That's what it is. You gotta know how to use it.
Everybody does expect.
There's two sizes, though. There's like the width and the.
Oh,
like,
the girth.
That's different.
The girth.
Yeah, that's right? different. But the girls that be talking like, yeah, I need the big. They be talking like they want a horse. And they be like, ay, espérate. So it's like.
But I tell you this much.
I'm saying this compared to a horse.
I'll tell you this much. I be telling girls straight up, para con los juguetes y vaina así. The same way I had to para with the porn and seeing every day.
Para con los juguetes, why?
Because if you're going to have a joint, así de grande, me quédate. What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not nah, saying. But a lot of girls have the normal.
Nah, like, but
they, no, if you have I, that, then you're like.
I've gotten videos that I'm like, hold up, tú te metes eso?
Yo no quiero coro contigo.
You gotta stitch that shit up.
What? Like, I get it that they don't move like, you know, do the pan, pan. Pero al final,
no, they're acostumbrado. That's machines that do.
Yo, pero I was like, thanks for the vid, but tú de verdad te da con eso? She was like, yeah, whatever, juguetes all day. I be with the juguetes all day. I'm like, tú te enferma. Like, it messes up. Nah, for real, because you know what it is? Yeah, no, it messes up your sex drive,
it's
bro.
True, it's true.
It's going to mess up your sex
I've
drive.
I've seen videos of porn that the girls, like, with something like the side of that AC, bro. And then they be, the guy is like,
I've seen like, a girl put a whole liter of a Coke bottle up her
no,
ass.
No, eso no es nada. Hasta bate de todo. Like,
I'm just like, how is that, pleasing? How is
cuarto
that?
Bate.
That's where the thing comes into like, how oh, yo lo quiero grande.
Pleasing.
Si tú lo quieres grande, coge eso. Métete
no,
un carro.
A nice, you know, a nice average. You know, little
brazo entero, like, bro,
a little, you know.
I'm telling you, we're in a very tough. Back in the day, for us to see, like.
Isn't 7 inch, is that like the average? 6 inch, 7 inch?
Deep.
I would say 6.5 is that's the average.
Poppy, can you Google that for
us? Poppy, can you demonstrate?
That's deep, that he's good. That's deep, no, he's good.
Yo, I want to show love to
Poppy.
But let's segue because we're gonna play some music. I haven't played some music in a while to one of Lena's songs. But Bobby's in the building, he's a legend. Bobby signed me at 19 to BMI as a songwriter, and I will forever be grateful because I think there was like a fee for that, and I think he waived it. And I think I had the money at the time. So thank you so much. And it's much love. But we gonna play more Lena's music. And,
Me miro en el espejo, me encanta lo que veo. Combino el pintalabio con las uñas de los dedos. Tacones nuevos, vestido nuevo. Luego me suelto el pelo. Me voy para la calle y ya no dependo de nadie. Tampoco existe nadie que el momento me lo dañe. Vamos en otro nivel, traigan algo para beber. Vamos a encender, yo voy a enloquecer. Me voy para la calle y ya no dependo de nadie. Tampoco existe nadie que el momento me lo dañe. En otro nivel, traigan algo pa' beber. Vamos a encender, yo voy a enloquecer. Ya yo estoy ready, my bitches is ready. My fellas is ready, we feeling the honey. Esta noche estoy pa' mí, I just wanna live it up. Baby, even give it up, I'ma make you fall in love. Quiero que tú me desnudes, que me suba pa' la nube. No te vayas sentimiento que yo solo me entretuve. Contigo yo solo jugué. Perdón si yo te utilicé. Oh. Me voy pa' la calle y ya no dependo de nadie. Tampoco existe nadie que el momento me lo dañe. Vamos en otro nivel, traigan algo pa' beber. Vamos a encender, yo voy a enloquecer. Me voy pa' la calle y ya no dependo de nadie. Tampoco existe nadie que el momento me lo dañe. Vamos en otro nivel, traigan algo pa' beber. Vamos a encender, yo voy a enloquecer. Me siento bella hoy la noche mía. Quiero beber hasta que la botella esté vacía. Después del sufrimiento que sentía a mí, me llegó la alegría y por eso tú me ves gozando en toda la discoteca. El novio tuyo un freco, ese tipo no te respeta. Mando dos botellas con su número a mi mesa. Con su dinero porque él a mí no me interesa.
See, that was another track from Melina. Tell us about that one.
Pa la calle.
And that's what we're about, la calle. Speaking of, one of Alina's favorite artists has a new track. And it's kind of different sound for him. The Bad Bunny, very rare. Yeah, she gets very. We're gonna have to introduce you to Bad Bunny, but we're gonna have to just win the Bad Bunny. Dale pa ya, Dizu. For those of you who haven't heard this track, what's the name of the track? I forget. Soy el Diablo, man.
Hey, Diablo.
Everybody's worshiping the devil these days.
That's why Kanye had to make the album real quick.
I played it for my son.
DJ Zoom.
Vamos a ver qué me sale, compa. Muchos cabrones que me tiran, pero siempre los ignoro. Montando caballo en GC con las prendas en oro. No confío en morritas, por eso no me enamoro. Los consejos de mi padre, eso sí los atesoro. No le hago caso a nadie. Tranquilito, no me ahorro. El dinero trae problemas y se lleva a los amigos. Cuando le doy soy el bueno, cuando no soy un maldito. Pero si yo fuera pobre, ¿para qué sirve Benito? Cierra bien esa bocota, casi te ves más bonito. Hoy salimos pa' la calle a cometer delitos. Muchos se han equivocado y piensan que estoy asustado porque los he perdonado, pero no se me ha olvidado todas sus malas jugadas y traiciones que me han dado. No se crean verga perros, aquí estamos preparados. Tengo un flow como el Canelo, siempre los dejo noqueados. Aquí somos de Rancho Humilde.
Me la navego en todos lados, siempre con ojos tumbados. En la bola destacado, siempre piso con cuidado. Soy alegre y desatado, la vagancia me ha gustado. Estoy bien relacionado y de espantos bien curado. No se metan con el diablo, que pueden salir quemados. Siempre pensando positivo y evito lo negativo. Yo sé muy bien lo que digo, no suelo ser conflictivo, pero traigo una vereta pa'l que se pase de vivo. Pónganse trucha, cabrones, nunca se metan conmigo. Si tienen algún problema, van a estar.
Soy el Diablo. I guess La Diablas is stung in the building today. Alina Worldwide y Jodeci Conjunto is a problem. Is a problem. Joe, any other? I mean, you girls seem to understand this, so I'm gonna let you. Really
girls understand each other more.
I understand.
Guys.
I mean, any last words for us, Alina? Do you want to leave with us? Anything to leave behind?
Besides my Instagram, I mean,
give your Instagram, tell us when your new song comes out again. Repeat that for us.
So Dame is dropping November 15th, so stay tuned for that. And you guys can follow me at Alina Worldwide on all platforms.
I'll be loving the pictures, they're nice.
Thank you.
Nice. I mean, yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Good thing I let y'all.
I'm so happy that you're speechless on this show.
She says I talk too much.
Frankie said. We shut up.
She said she's looking for an older man too. So if any guys out there, what can they
She's single, guys.
Will you find it weird if they DM you like after the show or like? Or like, would they have to approach? I'm not a DMer, so I'm just asking.
A DMer.
That's it. Right? Don't ask you for a friend.
You can shoot me a DM.
Am I not? Shoot your shot, guys.
Get those out.
Be a high volume shooter, James Harden.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Zoom.
Thanks for sharing with us too.
Yeah, people, like, a lot of people don't share.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, for sure, always.
Salir. Tú creías que por ti.
ti yo me iba a morir. Quédate mirando que me voy a lucir. Tú vas a sufrir, hoy me toca a mí. Vete pa'l carajo que yo voy a salir. Tú creías que por ti yo me iba a morir. Quédate mirando que me voy a lucir. Tú vas a sufrir, hoy me toca a mí. Todo el dinero, si en la cama siempre tú te vienes de primero. Que lo de tú y tu novia dure hasta que me dé para enviarle lo capturé. Tú me dijiste que por siempre yo iba a ser tu bebé, ahora me toca beber. Los hombres la disco me brindan Pensate que solo vivía para ti. Yo también supe mentir, baby, hoy me toca a mí. Vete pa'l carajo que yo voy a salir. Tú creías que por ti yo me iba a morir. Quédate mirando que me voy a lucir. Tú vas a sufrir, hoy me toca a mí. Vete pa'l carajo que yo voy a salir. Tú creías que por ti yo me iba a morir. Quédate mirando que me voy a lucir. Tú vas a sufrir, hoy me toca a mí. Respect the flow. Vete pa'l carajo que yo voy a salir. Tú creías que por ti yo me iba a morir. Quédate mirando que me voy a lucir. Tú vas a sufrir, hoy me toca a mí.